Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 188, episode 1 of Your Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. Yeah! This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It is Monday, June 7th, 2021. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Truffle Butter O'Brien. Gross. And I'm thrilled to be joined.
I hated that.
I know. Me too. But I just found out what it was. I really liked that Nicki Minaj song. Did not. I thought she was singing about truffle butter, the food product. I'm thrilled to be joined by today's special guest co-host, Jamie Loftus,
a.k.a. the official holder and ruler of Hot Dog Summer. I don't have a song today. I just have a proclamation.
Hell yeah. How are you pronouncing hot dog there?
I wasn't trying to add a flourish. Hot dog. I might have. I'm going back to New England soon, so it might
no,
be
no,
hot.
Because that's something that I've been noticing about people from Massachusetts is they have interesting pronunciations on O words that I didn't realize.
They're okay. You're coming right in with an attack right at the beginning of the show.
No,
I may have said something akin to hot dog, which I feel like I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, I was saying COVID wrong. I was saying like COVID. I was saying COVID really? For a while. Yeah.
Nobody was
yeah.
saying that, Jamie.
I was saying it and I was getting mean emails.
COVID. Like COVID. Cape COVID?
I don't know. I don't know what I was doing. It was a dark time.
Enough chit chat.
Okay,
Jamie,
fine.
It's time to get down to it because we have a very special guest today, a hilarious stand-up comedian who wrote on The Carmichael Show and Girls and played Chris in Making History, Yasser in Black Monday, Yangtze in the new Fox animated show Duncanville with Amy Poehler. I first heard about him on maybe my favorite podcast of all time called Chelsea Peretti, where I think he was one of the best guests that show ever had. Please welcome the legendary Yasser Lester!
Podcast what? Legend.
Podcast legend.
Man, just really
ultimate
came in.
Insult.
You know, let the people know.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Get ready to listen, because this guy's about to guest.
First and foremost, you are a legendary podcast guest.
Yeah, I think, that's,
yeah,
you know,
I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
What's your take on being introduced as a podcast guesting legend? Like,
Jamie,
no pressure though.
It's like, you know, when like you're performing or someone's about to bring you up on stage and they go like, this person is so funny on Twitter. You're like, that feels
It feels backhanded. It feels backhanded. Yeah.
So funny.
So to hear that I, you know, make other people's podcasts better, I guess. I don't know how I feel about it. I will say it's nice to be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah.
That feels good.
It is.
Just,
it
is. You know. So thank you guys so much for having me. And I wrote a poem called Blue Lives Matter, and I want to get into it right now.
Wow. Okay, great.
Thank God.
Here's the thing. It's pro. It goes pro Blue Lives Matter. Yeah. So great. That's some podcast fire right there, right out the gate.
I know. Bringing the content. Legendary content producer. That's another cool thing to be known as. All right, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a few of the things we're talking about. Apparently, Pfizer, the vaccine that I got, elicits a weaker antibody response to the Delta variant. I don't know necessarily what that means, but I'm just wondering if that's the thing we have to be dealing with from now on, like finding out that our brand of vaccine like is broken when it comes to some Greek alphabet version of the, vaccine or of the coronavirus. We're going to talk about Trump's Facebook ban. They gave it a expiration date. We're going to talk about that UFO commission report, which will not confirm the existence of aliens.
But
I don't know. I did anybody think they were going to be like, yo, it's aliens? So we'll talk about that, why that's not surprising. We'll talk about why nobody knows how to act now that the country is opening back up. The Avengers campus opening in Disneyland. All of that, plenty more. But first, yes, sir, we like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
Oh, God. Here's the thing. I all of my searches are like pretty bogus as is. Like, I'm not I feel like everyone else does like a cool like, oh, I can't say because it's like or like, you know what I mean, like if I go into mine literally right now, my last search is 1996 Ford Bronco XLT in Lancaster, because I used to have a Ford Bronco and I wanted to get one again. And I remembered, I was trying to see if this person had still had their, had they not sold theirs yet. But that's the last thing I searched for.
I thought you were looking for a Ford Bronco that you previously had had to see if you could get it back.
Yeah, yeah.
You hit some drugs under the floorboard or something.
That would have been cooler. But, like, I mean, like, all of it is so boring. Like, the other one is the difference between, because there was some stupid meme, and, like, what the difference is really in how they make the flavoring. This makes me sound like a loser. How they make the crunch flavors differ in the chocolate eclair Good Humor bars versus the strawberry shortcake ones. Like, are they using, like, is it like a blank, like, cookie thing and then they're dyeing it? Or is it like actual different kinds of crumbles? And I didn't.
Did you get an answer?
Yeah, I didn't get an answer.
So we're 0-2. You didn't find the Ford Bronco. You didn't.
The Ford Bronco I found.
Oh, you did?
And it hasn't been sold yet.
Oh, okay.
But like, the thing is, you can't reach out unless you're like serious about it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, do I really? Because I have a car. And it's like, you know, like so there's more to the equation than just me just like, in the Google verse, if you will, shared universe.
Being like, I wonder what that car looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not going to lie, guys, it's a steal, but it's like, can I afford it? Is it dumb?
Ford Broncos are, I don't know. I don't have a driver's license. They're big, right?
Yeah, they're big. So that's what I'm saying. I used to have one, and this one's in better condition than the one I had. Okay. And I'm like, wow, it'd be fun to just have it again. But I already currently have a truck. How interesting is this for not only just you two, but the listeners at home?
What? No, I do love, now that I've Google image searched the Ford Bronco 96, I do love this car. And it's one that I feel like it's more, you see it more in California because back east, like the salt in the roads have like just devoured the bodies of these cars. But like I see these in like mint condition all the time in California and they look so cool.
Because people bought them and like then just kind of sat on them. They were cool cars, but they weren't like the, you know, like people weren't, right. It wasn't like, you know, a Benz or something. And right. Also you can take the top off. So it's like the Ford equivalent of a Jeep, you know?
Right, right.
But yeah, it's been a struggle.
That sounds really hard.
Jamie, listen, problem. Look, I know you got the Mensa stuff happening. I know you got the Lolita stuff happening, but as a prayer warrior, I got my own stuff going on too. All right.
I respect your journey. I respect your journey with trucks.
Thank you.
Is there something about like when you owned it? Was it like, did you have a great experience with the 96 Ford Bronco, or it was just like a good car?
It was just cool. Here's what I'll say. Like, and look, there are plenty of like toxically masculine things that I think every guy does that they don't even realize. And then there's like the intentional ones, right? Like having a big truck, big vehicle is like mine, you know.
Right,
it's like
right.
I still, for whatever reason, like equate that to being like, yeah, buffalo wings and a gun. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's all the crap that like kind of means nothing. So it's not like I was like, wow, when I had a Bronco, like that's when everything was smooth sailing. Like it wasn't. It's just like it's just that
it was
it's
a
big.
Simpler time.
Yeah. Oh man, it's just me and my Bronco just doing what we do. But no, it's just that I just like kind of like it. And I also like, you know what it is? I think that they're like trucks in general, even though they get expensive to me, signify a rejection of like wealth and the bourgeoisie, if you will, a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Which I actually, as a personal philosophy, I find myself steeped into. I just really I think that like having money is cool and everyone should be comfortable. Like I think that's the biggest argument for raising the minimum wage, is just like, why wouldn't you want someone next to you to be comfortable and like be able to live? It's the craziest thing. Anyway, I say all that to say, but like anytime something feels too like, I don't know, polished and like, yeah, I don't know. It just really grosses me out. And like, I don't know. I think like vehicles in particular show what kind of like, what's happening mentally. Like if LA was like set up like New York, I wouldn't have a car at all. Like I just, you know, like they're great, but like they're also a responsibility. And like, I don't want to have to worry about some other person. Like I don't drink, but I don't have to worry about some other person being like a drunk driver or something. You know what
I
mean?
Right. Yeah.
But that being said, blah, 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 ramble, ramble, ramble. I do think that like your car is like a projection of what you think about yourself a little bit. And your financial status and like whether you have the money or not, like seeing like a Bronco on the road, whether that person has $1 million or $2, like shows that they not are just like salt of the earth, but more just like, you know, they're worried a little bit more about like utility and comfort and not just being like a flashy psychopath.
And was the 90, I'm sorry to like keep going and make this the Ford
no, this
Bronco
is cool.
podcast, but
this is cool. Yeah. People are like, okay, wait, do they talk about the news or welcome to Truck Talk, boy?
I feel like the reason that a lot of people sat on it was like, didn't it kind of become infamous through the
OJ
Simpson?
For sure.
Right. Yeah.
For
sure.
Yeah. That's the only reason I know what they are.
Yeah.
Right. But they're so cool looking.
They are so cool, but I think that's, so I think it's like a twofold thing, right? I think it was like, cause I don't want to say it's the first SUV, but kind of, right? Like, you know, this is before like the Suburbans really were a thing and, you know, like, so this is kind of what, especially like, you know, the California crowd had. And so, yes, they like, I think that again, you know, the OJ thing and just, I think people got more into like the luxury Mercedes SUV or, you know, a BMW X5 or whatever. And like, that ain't me, man. You know, I'm down there at the Hurricane Katrina sites with a rifle walking with Sean Penn.
In your Bronco.
In my Bronco. Me, my Bronco, Sean Penn. We both have our guns.
Thank
looking
you.
For snakes.
One of my favorite things to do on walks is there's a lot of like C-list celebrities that like whip their Teslas around, and I like to there. I saw the guy from, do you remember Redfoo from LMFAO?
Oh,
he's
yeah.
whipping his Tesla around. All
sorry,
the,
which
he's
Red
almost
Foo?
Hitting pedestrians with
one from
taller one.
He was the tall one. He's like some sort of nepotism too. He's hold on, let me.
He's Barry Gordy's nephew.
Yes.
And right. Then, but then he is the uncle of the other guy.
Strong uncle energy.
It's just like they're all just each other's uncle. It's kind of the same thing with Migos.
Uncles
like,
all
like
the way
cousins,
down.
Cousins, and then two of them are each other's uncle. And you're like, what? Like, what is the hood doing to y'all? Y'all are all just each other's uncles.
Wait, you mean, Jamie, you're just like seeing...
he's driving his Tesla around, almost hitting pedestrians.
Oh, cool.
I know from experience as a pedestrian who's almost been hit by Redfoo's Tesla.
Damn. Those things really have a lot of pickup.
Yeah.
Is what I'm told.
Well, I mean, but there's all that trunk space in the front. You just would have flown right in and been like, oh, I'm comfortable, actually.
I'm like, oh, I'm actually Redfoo's niece now. We're going to start
based on another brief, for sure, right? Would be
yeah.
L-wall-wall-wall-wall or something. What is something you think is overrated? Yes, sir.
I think weirdly, the opinions of Twitter scholars have become so overrated now because we used to live in a world where like people only spoke when they really had something to say, right? And like you had to like go out of your way to like get published and like prove that you were smart and blah blah blah. And now it's like, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know, even like Malcolm Gladwell, who I think is very smart and respect, like anytime he has an opinion on anything, I'm like, oh my God. Like, like I think, how about this? I think you should only have an opinion about things that we know you're an expert in. But like when people are like, cool recipe, I'm like, I don't want to hear this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. Like, just leave me alone. Or like, or just like this idea of like, let me tell you a story. And then you see like parentheses thread and you're like, no, I saw this thread where just like this very prominent black scholar. I'll leave his name out of it, but I'll text you guys on the side, of course, and tell you.
Of course.
Please,
of course.
Please.
You know, this is like someone who, you know, during the uprising of last summer and all this stuff is that, you know, pretty has some pretty poignant and smart things to say. But then he goes on a thread about how he was walking down the street. He started speaking to a home, an unhoused person, I'm sorry. And the person's like, hey, I recognize you. You're so-and-so, the professor and, like, educator. And he's like, oh, yeah, that is me. How'd you know who I am? And the unhoused person said to him, said, just because I don't have a home doesn't mean I don't have access to a library and to knowledge. And so then he ends the thread by saying, he's like, so I gave that man the $4 I had in my pocket. And then I went home and I donated $200 to my local library. And I was like, you should have done that in reverse, just so you know.
Right.
You, so you gave someone who's living on the street $4 who knew who you were.
Right.
Like, it's so, and I was like, see, this is why I don't need to know anything about anybody. Like, please just like, it, like, I think you should get on Twitter if you're an expert of any sort and be like, again, like, yes, aliens are here. Here's the proof. Or like, hey, right, this is how you can save some money. But right, like anything else where like, especially when they like give you these glimpses into their personal lives, like me and the spouse headed up to so-and-so. I'm just like Neil deGrasse Tyson's the worst of it, I think.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, if your personality is ruining movies, which are like objectively like just the easiest thing to enjoy, like outside of candy, it's like, all right, I think I'm out, you know.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is so, I feel like there, he's like a reason I used to be interested in space, and then one of the reasons that I no longer engage with space news. Like, I went all the way around on being interested in space because of him.
Exactly. So, yeah, I would say that the opinions of experts, the personal opinions of experts are overrated.
What is something you think is underrated?
God, this is so dumb. But Fruity Pebbles.
Ooh, okay.
Not dumb at all.
Especially because it's like, it's a cereal that is, yes, marketed to kids, but it's really just like gangster Rice Krispies. You know what I mean? Like, we just tossed a whole new vibe into some rice. And here's the thing. They got rid of Rice Krispie Treat cereal, which was objectively best cereal of all time.
They got rid of that?
Yeah. So now it's just Frosted Rice Krispies. And you're like, this is a this is a different thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say, as a breakfast cereal, phenomenal, but also just as a dessert or a little late night snack. It's like, you can't go wrong with it. And like, whereas Trix, a little bit too crunchy. You know what I'm saying? Captain
Crunch.
They're
too sweet for me. Yeah.
Oh, see. Well, then. Oh, for Fruity Pebbles?
No, for Trix.
Oh, see. Well, then how are you doing with the
Fruity Pebbles? They'll take it up a notch.
I feel like they're, I don't know how to talk about cereal. Like, the Fruity Pebbles glaze is different. Like, feels like the crunch is different. I feel like Trix gets, it's really sweet and then it gets really soggy very quickly. But Fruity Pebbles has like a resilience that Trix does not.
Yeah. Fruity Pebbles really, you know, pulls itself by its bootstraps. Like, it really is.
It's the great American cereal.
It's the Rosie the Riveter of cereals by far.
I think Fruity Pebble, like, I truly think American junk food is the greatest contribution that our society has. Like, nobody's ever put this much science and education into making food that is so delicious you like can't stop eating it.
Right. It really is interesting because it's like, you don't have to. Like, as all these companies make other things. Like, I mean, it's like ConAgra and like all these companies that own, you know, the chicken industrial complex. So it's like, and you also need to sell us Cheetos? Like, that just feels a little crazy to me, you know? But just sell us more chicken. Like, we would all, that's the other thing. It's like, we would all just eat more of whatever they made. But they're like, no, let's let these idiots think that like, they're doing something, you know? And to your point, like, the fact that, like, Laffy Taffy tastes, like, completely different and even has, like, a different texture than, like, a Mamba is, like, so, it's like, these are the same things and they're completely different. And both of these are different than a Hi-Chew, you know? Like,
and a Starburst. Yeah, they're all like,
Starburst,
they should
different.
Be the same and they're all completely different. And then like, don't even get me started on fucking saltwater taffy, which
Jack, get started on saltwater taffy.
Jamie,
the listeners
you
want
to.
You to get started on
I haven't told
it.
You this before the, we started recording. Don't get started. Don't get me started on saltwater taffy. Wait, I'm very suspicious that they discontinued Rice Krispie Treat cereal because that is like 50% of the people I know's favorite cereal. That suggests to me that they figured out it like it was doing something really bad.
It was killing people.
Yeah, it must have been killing people because people.
Can I say something? Can I
shit.
Say something?
Yeah,
I don't care. Like I would like if they were like this in 4 years. If you ate this every day, and in 4 years, like you're a goner. I would be like, oh, okay, then don't eat it every day.
Right.
Like if I eat it every 3 days, that gives me what, 7 years? I'm good with that.
Right.
You know? But I also think it's like one of those things that like, and by the way, again. Just, you guys, thank you so much for having me. but but I feel like it's one of those things that like kind of got out of the test market, you know, and never really should have stayed around as long. You know how they just like every 3 weeks they're like, here's a new Oreo, but right. it's made with guns. And you're like, what? And they're like, yeah, it's only in Kentucky. And you're like, all right. Like, I feel like that's what Rice Krispie Treat cereal was. Like, it was never supposed to be. I don't think right. it was supposed to become the legend that it right. became, right. you know, but.
No, I became Cosby there, but. I
yeah,
just,
man. Yeah, it became true. The Woody Allen of cereals, you know, no one could top it.
What's your milk philosophy before we move on to less important things like the news?
Here's the hardest thing, because they're actually, no matter how you do it, the only correct answer is water, right? Like, there's no correct milk answer. It takes, what, a gallon of water to I want to say raise, but I think the word is grow one almond. Right. Like, so if you're making that much almond milk, that's bad for the environment. Oat milk is, I think actually saw this on your Twitter feed.
Really?
Did you tweet about like oat milk recently, like in the past few weeks?
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm almost positive. Okay. But I saw
you
here's
did,
the thing.
Did.
I follow like four smart people and you're one of them. So if it wasn't you, it's one of your friends. But they broke down what oat milk was, and it's kind of just like, again, ground oats and a lot of like oil. Like, oh, that Jesus. I didn't know, which didn't acts know. As a binder to make it thicker. Because that's the one thing we all like about oat milk, right? We're like, right. oh, this is like, the whole this, milk is like of... this is like thick as hell. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, you're drinking canola oil or whatever. And then rice milk is, again, just like white water, but it sucks.
Right.
And then milk is, I'm allergic to dairy, actually. Like,
oh,
I, like,
okay.
I, like,
got it.
So I can't have it. But that being said, like, if I had to choose one, I get, like, here's the thing. On taste, I go oat, but, like, on conscience, I guess I go almond.
Almond, right.
Yeah, I'm trying to get on board with almond milk, but I like cow milk. I don't know.
Really?
I like cow milk, yeah. I, like, grew up drinking 1%, and I
grew
still
up on
something
skim.
About 1% really hits for me.
I grew up on skim, and I hate skim milk so much. And then we were just like...
Skim is nasty, yeah.
Passing through the point where, like, you have to have, like, whole milk because, like, we have had babies in the house. And now, like, I'm still buying it, even though they don't need to drink it anymore because, like, I just like it so much better than
just have it with your morning saltwater taffy.
Yeah, exactly. A little side of saltwater taffy.
That is the grossest thing I've ever heard.
Your spit would be so thick that you would actually die.
Oh God, I'm gonna throw up. That is so gross. Like, your blood is just syrup.
You're just personal viscosity.
No, thanks.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about the news.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and this is just something that Super Producer Anna Hosnier told me, like, right before we started recording, that the Pfizer vaccine elicits a weaker antibody response to the Delta variant of COVID-19. I've also, like, heard that we're going to have, like, a new, like, better-than-ever version of COVID coming in, like, 22, like, deadlier ever, COVID-22. God. Is this just what we have from now on? Like, trying to pick the right brand to combat. Do you guys go Pfizer? Did you? I mean, I didn't have a choice, but
yeah, Amy, I got. Where'd you go?
I got Moderna. I got the Dolly juice, and it. I don't know. I mean, it's the fact that we like even have to like compare brands in the first place is so depressing on principle. But. Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's so hard for me to wrap my head around stories like this, where it just if someone tells me, oh, it's going to get really bad again, I'm like, yeah, I guess I believe that. I guess right. I believe it. You know, yeah. I don't know. I'm just like, I guess we're never going to see Avatar 2. I see this news, and that's what I think.
Oh my God, Jamie, that is so funny.
I just love the idea of
someone just like getting vaccinated every 3.5 weeks, just being like, please just get me to Avatar 2.
I just got to see one more and then I can pass away. I don't know. It's just stories like this. It's really hard for me to wrap my head around. I have a bad brain for it. And I feel like it makes me susceptible to news that is both good and bad. And I can't always distinguish it until someone smarter than me tells me.
So first of all, I got the black one, Johnson & Johnson. just even like, even if that wasn't the one they were giving to black people, I think by people's sheer aversion to getting it, they should just have to call it the black one. now, I got it. And I'll say, like, I thought there would be a little more pomp and circumstance with, like, this idea that something was going to save your life, right? But, like, I went to Cal State LA's campus, and that's where they had, like, a big thing. No one was there, by the way. And I was like, oh, this feels like a bad sign. for the city, for the nation. For I was just like, oh, people. Because that's the one thing, like, if I could stress this enough, like, everyone who's vaccinated is acting like everyone's vaccinated.
Right.
When, in fact, nobody is vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Like, even like the headlines that come out of like the LA Times, it's like Gavin Newsom says that 70% of adults in California are vaccinated. And then you keep reading and you're like, partially. And you're like, oh, okay. They're like, they never showed up for their second shot. Yeah. And you're like, okay, like I get that's still a level of protection, but it ain't, you know,
it's
and
not
again,
vaccinated. Yeah.
It's not vaccinated. It's, you know, that's like if a doctor's like, come back in 2 weeks and we'll really finish the operation. And you're like, nah, I feel like I'm good. And you're like, really? We haven't put a cast on your leg. You're like,
we got this.
Take my chances, baby. You know, like, so Jamie, like you, it's so odd. Like, I don't think I was a pessimist or an optimist before this. And now I'm like, I feel like I'm turning into a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist a little bit. I'm like, it is going to be bad again. Like, because again, like, it's everyone who, and pardon me if this is y'all, but like, it's like everyone I know who is constantly talking about crypto is also saying they're not getting vaccinated. Right. And I'm like, wait, you think you are an expert in both things? Like, you don't have a car. You know what I mean? Like, how, like, and not in a way that you're choosing not to drive. It's like you cannot have one, which is a different thing altogether, you know? So that being said, got Johnson & Johnson, and like I'm still like I don't know, I guess I believe that article. I just feel like another thing is going to happen, because again, if no one's getting vaccinated, it is going to mutate and it is going to get worse, and like, you know, they haven't told us how long these things last, and like I just, yeah, like I'm still trying to play it moderately cool, whereas I feel like I'm seeing my friends just like play games of like everyone spit in the champagne bottle and then we all drink it. Like, that's a game? Yeah, it's a really popular game, actually.
People are making up things that they like missed doing that they never actually did. They're like, oh, remember right? Like the before times where we'd all fucking spit in a cup? Missed that.
Those were the days.
It's crazy. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, because they were all emergency use anyway, right? So it's like, I feel like the vaccines were developed for the version of COVID, you know, COVID, you know, OG.
Right.
Regular standard OG COVID. And then like a new one's going to come around and, you know, whatever. I hope that's not the case. But like, it's also, again, like, I just don't know what else we could expect when everyone just rushed back out. Immediately, like, we all want to be in offices again and blah blah blah, and I'm like, I don't know, I'm just not like that yet.
Nobody
know?
Wants yeah. to be in offices, just the people.
Jack,
the
people do it.
Do
is
really?
So odd to me. Yes, I know so many people who are like, I cannot wait, and I'm like, do you not have a second thing in your life you enjoy?
Oh my god.
Like,
I do miss recording in person with free food in front of me.
Yeah, that's
Jamie, but that's a different thing. Like, I feel like podcasts and like, I mean, like you're dealing with like a different, I hate to use the word vibe, but I mean, just like truly the energy and the thing you are creating is so different. But like, I know people who like are like, you know, work in production and they're like, yeah, I miss being able to like talk to someone next to me. I'm like, you know what you need to do? Get a life. How about that? Like, what is that? Like, you want to be in an office because you miss talking to a stranger? Like, you know what I mean? Talk to
I
your
just
neighbor.
Miss the small talk. Like, I just really miss the small talk. What?
That's
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is just more evidence that most of the world is the direct opposite of me in like every way.
Yeah. most people are, I'll say this, and I feel like, again, this is something I've seen Jamie say before, but like most people just are like losers. Like they're just like by the standard definition of like what makes a loser.
Right. Right.
And you're like, oh yeah, that's why, you know, like podcasts are interesting, because they're like, wow, listen to interesting. What do interesting people say?
Right.
What do they think about? Yeah. You know, so they're just at home being like, oh,
hell
I
yeah.
I wish I was Jamie and Jack, you know. Oh,
I wish, man, I could talk to a stranger about what we said today.
Yeah. But that's true, right? Like, I feel like after this, I could call either one of y'all and be like, hey, I have this weird thought about X, Y, and Z. And then we would have a conversation about it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But like the person who's like, I want to be in an office so I can talk to my cubicle mate again,
right,
they're gonna say what you said. They're gonna be like, what'd you do this weekend? And it's like, that, like, that's what you needed to get back to. Like, I don't know, it just,
it's just nobody's asked me what my, if I have any big plans for the weekend in like 2 years. It's fucking killing me, man.
It's like, just do the plan.
Yeah,
just, you know, if you were making plans, right, then you wouldn't have to have,
well, I have no reason to now because nobody's asking me. All right, let's talk about Trump's Facebook ban. We got a 2-year window now from the original ban, which was January 7th. This is apparently what like Facebook's Supreme Court asked them to do, was like to come up with a time frame, and they decided to put the end, or like the reevaluation date, like right when his reelection campaign would be kicking in.
That's interesting. What? Who the fuck decides, like, well, we can't ban someone from Facebook for more than 2 years? I'm like, my aunt has been banned from Facebook for much longer than that. Yeah. And like, rightfully so. She's, right. She was not, she was saying some really bad stuff on there.
It's because Mark Zuckerberg wants him to win, right? If Trump comes back, like, I do think that it will show I think it already signifies a loyalty to him in being like, hey, we're going to let you, because like, I mean, like, here's the thing, whatever we have to say about Jack Dorsey, like, he's not out there being like, you know, mark your calendars because our right, our king is coming back. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, you're gone until you're gone, you know? And like, I will say that, like, Mark Zuckerberg, especially in that, you know, I am making it about everything else, but I think that like the idea that Apple started regulating him and regulating these companies in the way that they did, I think that he thinks that if he gets Trump back, and I think that it's not just getting Trump back, but it's bringing people back to the platform, which will force Apple's hand a little bit.
Right.
And I think if anything, on top of what you guys are saying now, is like, you know, it falls right in line when you need to start asking for money. And like, it really, it's, I don't know, horrifying. It scares me.
Yeah. Ultimately, like, billionaires benefit from an unjust, like, corrupt version of the world. So, yeah, it's going right, to be much better for any billionaire, anybody who is willing to exist as a billionaire without being just fucking horrified at their own existence, to like have somebody like Trump in office, because that's a way that they can, you know, stop the inevitable progression towards like breaking up these massive monopolistic companies.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it does seem like a very much like an appeasement kind of decision, where it's like people will be mad at him on one side of his user base if he doesn't ban him at all. But then on the other side, like, he still wants to open the revenue stream in time to get the other side of his user base. Because it's like, you have to imagine, I don't got the numbers on this, but when Trump comes back to Facebook in 2 years, which, given that he's like literally counting it down, like it's an Avatar sequel, means that he probably will, then there's going to be a huge surge in users. And there's going to be all the people who are like, whatever, polarized by Facebook and are just like festering in these fucking bizarro secret groups right now are going to come right back to Maine posting about Trump again. Like, it's, he wins either way. I mean, he always wins no matter what. But
yeah,
this is such a fucking bummer, especially because I was seeing people on Twitter, like, celebrating this, says anytime someone online is like, good on Zuck or like good on any fucking billionaire. I'm like, could you like put in an extra 2 seconds of critical thought here? Like, right. It's never good.
I also, right. I'm a little worried about what Twitter is going to do just because they do seem to be the one corporation that absolutely, I mean, I think it's probably true of Facebook too, but like they definitely lost like shareholder value or whatever the fuck when they banned Trump. And even though like they seem to be kind of more sane than Mark Zuckerberg, like I could totally see that, you know, anytime you want to know what a corporation is going to do, just ask what is in the best interest of their ability to grow capital, you know?
Yeah. It's hard because we're also living in a moment where, yes, there are more billionaires than ever and millionaires. Mm. But I think we'll really know the answer by not this summer, but by next summer. Like last summer, right? The public, the general public was, they weren't hella woke, but like it was pushed in a further left direction than almost any generation before, right?
Right. Mm.
It's like, I think they wait and see, like, is this something that's going to hold up? Right. And as you know, we're in the midst of Pride Month right now. And like, you know, you go to Target and they're just like, we've always only cared about gay people. And you're like, really? And they're like, yes. That's why this Lysol is 69 cents. That's how they do it. You're like whatever. So like, does it financially benefit, as you're saying? Like, and I think it will. It really depends on society at large. Does society at large stay veering to the left, or does it just? I don't know. We're like, I am shocked so far that like there just hasn't been a, you know, like Blue Lives Matter, like, you know, gun rally that just, you know, I hate to be like a, you know, a domestic terrorist attack, but I kind of am shocked that it hasn't. I guess it's because we're all still inside, but like I think they're, Jack Dorsey will just look and be like, oh, okay, people stayed more to the left, it's not worth it. Or like, hey, everyone veer. If anything, if he probably just like buy Parler, right? And then it's like he keeps, you know, or Mark Zuckerberg, but you know, like, I don't think he'll do it now that he's letting Trump back, but like that's kind of the move, right?
Right.
You secretly become the majority shareholder in that, and then you know, there's nothing.
One of the only things saving us from that at the moment is how bad a businessman he is, because those companies have been like trying to get him to, they're like, buy us, like, here, but we'll pay you like all this money, just be like, we'll call it Trumpler or whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Just like, come lend yourself to us. And he keeps turning them down because he had this big blog that he wanted to drop on the world that lasted 26 days. But I do think that's probably coming pretty soon, is that like Trump will own Parler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Oh, I'm sorry, Jamie.
Those groups migrated to Telegram. Is that right? I'm pretty sure a lot of the Parler groups migrated to Telegram, and that's kind of where they're waiting. I don't know what the right word is, but that's where they're just like hanging out in groups, and that's where like Ron Watkins is, and that's kind of where they all kind of jumped over.
Yeah.
Number one, didn't know Telegram was a thing.
You got to get on there. There's a lot of great ideas.
What podcast am I on?
Yeah.
Wait, which one's Telegram? Tell me about it.
Telegram is, I don't know too much of it about it as a business model. I learned about it like maybe a year and a half ago. It's marketed similar to Signal, where it's like, you know, an encrypted texting service. I don't know why they went over from Parler to Telegram and not to Signal or to somewhere else, but it seems like a place where you can just organize gigantic group chats, and that's where a lot of Q types have headed since Parler shut down.
I love that. I love that they finally found an encrypted secret app to chat with one another. Makes I feel safe.
It's community.
Daddy feels safe. Oh yeah. Anyway, I was driving earlier near Venice Beach, California, a pretty liberal place, and there was just, again, I'm a truck owner. A truck pulls up next to me with like a "Don't Tread on Me" flag, uh-huh, and then like a thin blue line flag. And I'm like, you're not even doing what you think you're doing. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's also this idea that they think you're scared. I don't know why we're talking about this, but like, I don't know. So many of them, it's just like, if you just hit them in the face once, it's over. You know what I mean? And like, I don't know if, am I allowed to say that on here?
Yeah.
Hit people. Okay. We gotta start popping these people.
Right.
Just let them know.
We're pro Nazi punching.
Anyway, what's the next topic?
After we go to a break, we are going to talk about the UFO commission report that is coming.
But first, good.
Let's take a quick break.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And I knew this was not gonna drop like really troubling truths on us when it was like that 60 Minutes report, that segment that had like some really cool shit in it, but then it closed with Marco Rubio being like the face of like, no. we don't know. So there's this report that people have been talking about for years that was, I think, at least partially like brought about by Marco Rubio being scared of the UFOs. And basically what the people who have like been briefed about it say, that it is not going to confirm the existence of alien life, which is so shocking to me that anybody thought that was going to happen. That they were just going to be like, we figured it out, it's aliens, y'all. That's what it was. Anyways, yeah, it's just more confirmation of what we already know, which is that we don't know anything. It does. There's no explanation.
Off the Big Tic Tac? Is that related to the Big Tic Tac from a couple of years ago? I loved that Big Tic Tac.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell us what's going on with the Big Tic Tac. Yeah, you know, they never tell you what the Big Tic Tac really is. And I'm sick of being teased about it. I want to know what's in there. I want to know who's in there. I feel like, honestly, best case scenario is it's aliens, but probably it's not. And it's something really scary inside the Tic Tac.
Right.
I'm like, just do what y'all got to do at this point. That's how I feel about it. Like, if it's aliens, do what you got to do. If it's just some weird secret society with future tech, do what you got to do. But like, the teasing, it's like, just leave us alone. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just do the thing. Like, do the thing.
Right.
Do the thing you need to do. But like, just like moving in shadows and, you know, the fact that we have to hear Marco Rubio be like, I'm the guy to talk about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's whatever you're trying to accomplish is already not being accomplished because he's now involved with it, right. You know. Now, that being said, if it was like a dream scenario, it would be really funny if they were just like, we're angels. And everyone's like, oh, my God.
I mean, I do think that's what the conservative side is hoping for, because like, I'm seeing this covered in conservative media as it's not aliens, y'all, because they didn't say it's aliens. People are like, see, we told you it's not aliens, which like, nobody was saying that this report was going to be like aliens definitively. No. And nobody, like, I don't know anybody who thinks that like, yes, it's definitely aliens. It's just like, I'm intrigued by the fact that we don't know what the fuck it is. Like, that's interesting to me.
Oh, you don't think it's aliens?
I don't know what it is. I honestly don't.
Oh, I don't think there's any other answer. I just think statistically, it's like, what are we doing? Right. Like, what do we think? It's either, and this is like, so this is going to get really convoluted for a second, but it's like, either we are becoming closer to viewing an objective reality. Right.
Right.
And because we're getting smarter, and we're viewing an objective reality, we're seeing things that language has kind of sliced from our purview by learning certain words, right? You know, like, and again, Noam Chomsky and a few other people talk about, you know, how like language dictates literally what
your
you
reality
see.
Is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, the world is completely different from us to a spider to a dog just by like the mental fitness that you have.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's either that or it's aliens. But like, I mean, is the other, you know, like, option on the table that it's what, it's tech from a different like country?
Yeah, I don't think that's likely, or at least I hope it's not that. But I think that's right. What conservatives hope it is, because that like takes them down a direction of, we need to like tool up for the coming like World War IV or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
against them Chinese space ships.
There's just, I agree. There's like an overall hopefulness to, at least the reason that I hope it's aliens, is that like, they are just observing us, or like doing work in the background that suggests that our fears of like a warlike alien species that's going to come and murder us all might just be us imagining like a future based on our history. Like the further back you go, the more warlike humanity is. And like there's reason to believe that the further we progress, the less likely we'll be to intentionally kill each other, which would be like this group or whatever entity that's behind these things like is much more advanced than us. And maybe they're just, I don't know, like maybe this is just the equivalent of like a fish seeing a person snorkeling, you know, and they're just like, right. What the fuck? And then they disappear. Right. And you're just like, right. Huh, well, that was weird, you know?
It's just, I don't know. I mean, I've heard, I feel like whenever UFOs come up, like obviously they exist in some capacity, but they're never, like the study of UFOs aren't helped by the people who super believe in them. Because anyone I've talked to that is like, UFOs are a real thing are like, objectively a scary person that I didn't want to like spend a lot of time with.
Right.
But it is, I mean, I don't, I'm trying to remember what movie is making me think this, but the, like, I've definitely seen it like proposed in like bullshit theories and pop culture stuff where it's like, oh, it's the American government. And then they make the report to make it seem like they don't know what it is, but they do know what it is. And it's like, whatever, peeing in the pool yourself and then being like, feels like there's piss in this pool, which which I've done, just yeah. Pulling from like my lived experience.
right.
But I don't know. I mean, I hope it's aliens. It's like the little, what was the Amy Adams alien movie?
Arrival.
The aliens came and they're like, we're friendly. We just want to let you know you're going to date Jeremy Renner.
It's like such a weird, here's my problem with that movie. It's like, so they had to come to us.
Mm-hmm.
They are an advanced, unstuck from time civilization.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to come to us to get help in 3,000 years. Like, it's just like, I was like, what are we doing here? It's an impossibility.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, if someone came to me right now, they're like, hey, I'm the smartest living creature in, you know, the known universe, but I'm gonna need your help in 3,000 years. I'd be like, you're lying. Like, there's nothing I'm doing 3,000 years from now that I'm not doing right now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, this is the peak, you know? And so... that's Yasser's critique of Arrival, a movie that came out four years ago.
Hey, your silence was deafening.
I feel like these have more in common just based on like the one anecdote that's like unequivocally, it was like a fighter pilot who like went up to it and it just like kind of circled in front of him, but like almost like playfully and then just like zipped away. It really reminded me of like a Spielberg alien, like just like kind of a friendly, like goofy alien who's just like,
yeah,
you know, playful and then just doesn't want anything to do with us really at this point, which.
Well, that's what I read this report in Popular Mechanics, you know, years ago. And that's kind of what they propose, right? They're like, any advanced civilization knows we pose no threat to it,
right?
So they're sending satellites. They're, you know, like there's not an alien in that space cart,
right,
going like, whoa, cool, a pilot, like, you know what I mean? Right. Like, they're looking at us, they're like, this place sucks, it's like smoky and dirty, like, let's get out of here,
right.
Bring our little drone back or whatever, you know? And like, I think that's the biggest thing, but I don't, I think that's probably the most sane version, right, of it, but I don't think you can even propose that version without like three of my neighbors walking outside with a rifle right now and shooting into right, the sky. It's just like, if we're like, no, they don't care. Right. There's not even beings in those things. Right. They'd be like, it's space Mexicans, you know, like, right. And it just don't, you know, like, it's just, we're dealing with psychopaths. There's just no way to be like, oh yeah, no, it's, they just happen to be smart and checking us out. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Because I'll also say, like, even if it was your neighbor, who you've known for years, if they were like, hey, I'm just coming by your house to check on things, you'd be like, why? Right. You know? So, like, so the fact that it could be an alien, I get the anxiety. Right.
Yeah. Looking in through your windows.
Hey, just wanted to make sure that everything was A-okay over here.
We cool? All right. Let's talk about the Avengers Campus, which is a new feature of Disneyland that opened on Friday in California Adventure. And this is personally bad news for me because it looks like the sort of thing that will be life-changing for, like, my three-year-old who's obsessed with superheroes. And amusement parks are the worst places on the planet.
Wow.
If you have to be there with children, it is really, it's really exhausting. It's really bad. But this looks fucking cool as hell, man. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, it's Disneyland. Like, they just do everything right.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, you know, I've been lucky enough to talk to their Imagineer, I believe is the exact term, right?
Yeah.
And like, you just hear about the things that they're developing and the things that they're like just dreaming up, and you're like, why weren't you a doctor?
Is this the best application of these skills?
I'm sorry. You're the most brilliant person I know, and you're making a dragon brain. You should be a doctor. But yeah, of course it looks cool. And it's going to be cool. And like, I don't know. Like, here's the thing. I hate adults who love Disneyland.
Yeah.
But when you're there, you're like, oh, yeah.
Right.
This is cool, you know.
Yeah,
it's cool. I mean, that park specifically is like good at making me give a shit about things that I really didn't give a shit about. Whereas, like, I don't know, when I heard about Avengers Campus, I'm like, I just don't really. It's just never been a huge thing for me. But then when I saw the footage of it, I was like, oh fuck, this would be great. I mean, I felt the same way about fucking Star Wars Land. I'm like, I could give a shit, and now I'm like, foaming at the fucking loins for a Ronto wrap. I like don't know how they do it, but it looks cool. I want to go. Not I'll this you, summer, even, but at some point.
Even Cars World is fucking cool. Those movies suck. And that place is fucking so awesome.
Toontown, right. Where you like, they even have like the stupid thing where the barbells are stuck in the ground, but the bar itself is elastic, right. So it looks like it's stretched. Like, you're just like, I'm not kidding. You could have given me 10,000 years to think of that, and I never would have thought right. of that. And it's nothing but an elastic band on the ground. You know what I mean? Like, they just do everything right. There's always the exact food you want, exactly where you want it. Like, it's just like, again, like Jamie, you're like, you start caring about things that, like, you know, you're just, like, walking through and you're like, wow, I wonder if Germany really is like this, you know? Like, and I'm like, I don't care about Germany. Like, but they just do a good job with architecture and smells, and, like, there's never a piece of trash. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so... Yeah. It also, all of this leads to my other review of a film that's 20 years old now, is Banksy's Exit Through the Gift Shop. And that's... When I watched it, I was like, this is how I know it's fake, is because he never would have been allowed to do any of that stuff at Disneyland that
right.
he proclaimed that mm-hmm. he did.
Right.
It's like you're hanging dead bodies from roller coasters and they didn't catch you. Like, I've never seen a Nutter Butter rabbit on the ground. And like you hung the body of a Guantanamo Bay prisoner. Like, stop. So yeah,
they're simply too good.
Find me on Letterboxd or whatever.
Right.
I did go to Disneyland recently, having been radicalized by Disneyland YouTube. And I went and I was doing like a Zoom comedy show. I was like, oh, I'll just do it from Disneyland. That'll be hilarious. I brought a fucking Jason mask with me to wear, and they took it.
We've seen it.
They took it away. Yeah. They took it. They said specifically the teenager. It was very funny that the teenager was taking my Jason mask, and I'm just like an adult woman, not with a child. But but he was like, I need you to know, like, I'm going to take it and I'm going to destroy it. Like, the destroying it was also very much on. So he's like, you can go home now and come back later and keep the mask. But if I keep the mask, I'm going to destroy the mask. And I mean, I have no way of knowing if he followed through. I hope he just kept it.
He's wearing that mask right now, Jamie.
He had to tell me he was going to destroy it. Like, they don't fuck around there. You can't.
Is it
do
because
anything scary.
Jason is not Friday the 13th is not Disney IP? So
like, I like to think that if I had brought a terrifying Disney owned property, I could have like dressed up like. What's like an Avengers villain?
Ursula?
I could dress up like Ursula or the guy with the glove. Could have looked like him. He's scary looking, but
right.
Not Jason. Thanos. They didn't buy him.
Yeah.
The hamburger helper guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The hamburger helper mask.
He snapped and, absolutely. And people died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just became some loose stroganoff.
So they apparently.
That's what that
just,
movie was about.
Like. They have just Avengers milling around. There's only one ride and doing like displays like the Dora Milaje do a like staff demonstration from Wakanda. And it like looks dope, like somebody was posting video from that. But there's also like a Spider-Man game where you can like legitimately like they just use cameras to track your movement. So you're able to shoot webs like with extreme accuracy and like fight off Spider-Man villains. So yeah, I'm gonna be there soon for sure.
And there's the Infinity War one where you lose half your family,
right? They take half your family.
Yeah,
for the rest of
them. And they keep you there as long as they can, and at the very end they bring them back,
right?
I love when it
for 3 hours it has
about
to be
your
over
mortality.
Yeah.
Well, it's like that, you know, California Adventure California Adventure's the park, right?
Yeah.
Soaring over California, you know, and when they rebooted it, it would just drop you from 75,000 feet and you would plummet over California.
It's just 500 ways to die in California.
Yeah. There's the 500 ways to die ride, which, you know, Disney owned the rights to, so they've been doing that one for a minute. You and random comics from LA reenacting stupid deaths on, God, what was it? TNN. Anyway, this is gone. I've talked enough. Y'all's turn.
It's been such a pleasure having you, man. Where can people find you and follow you?
Twitter, Instagram. Like, here's the thing. Let me be real. I'm going to give you guys the handles, but don't expect anything. Like, I don't know what's going on. I feel like I'm not really firing on all cylinders on Instagram. I think I'm aging. I'm 30. I'm about to be 37. I feel like I'm aging out of it a little bit. It's the thing I was talking about earlier, but I'm not an expert, so it's fine. So it really is just like, happy birthday to my brother and sister. Right. You know, it's like stuff like that. Like the idea of like making a funny video right now, like I'd pay someone to just come in here and bash my head open with a baseball bat instead of me having to be like, all right, this is going to be the funny
here's
one.
Here's my
you know
little
what I mean?
Video.
here's, you know what, Jamie? Here comes a little skit.
Just
gonna make
me
a little skit. Yeah.
Give it a little heart.
So, Yasser_Lester on Instagram. Same thing on Twitter. And I'll say this on Twitter, you know, I'm kind of out here just, you know, faving some Jamie Loftus tweets, mm-hmm. you know, faving a few others. I don't really have much to say anymore. Like the fact that I'm tired of my own typing and voice and opinions, I'm like, God, can you imagine what it's like for someone to have to read what I'm saying? That feels crazy. And like, look, I know, look, Jack, of course, huge fan. But I read more of Jamie's material than yours.
This is
okay.
Bullshit, man.
It's just what? This is just but like someone like Jamie, right? Who has perspective, opinions, has a you know, a wealth of knowledge about many things. Like that is like what I'm seeking out for others. And like the fact that me and her are allowed to exist on the same platform, I think is a little crazy. You know what
that's
I mean?
So that's a major oversell of what I know and what I
can do. It's really not. Because, like, look, I mean, like, you know, our boy Jackie Jack's, like, holding down Daily Zeitgeist, right? And, like, I just feel like my contribution to the world is, like, I'm more of, like, a... That's good. You know, like, I'm like, I help other people know what they're doing is good. So like for this, I'm like, Jack, Jamie, you guys are crushing this. You know what I mean? But like, you could take all my dialogue out of this podcast and it would probably be better. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is for everyone listening. Let me encourage you. So how about this? Everyone, if you heard any of my social media handles, reach out to me and tell me to follow you. And I'll tell you.
There you go.
just start some conversations. Yeah. You know? That was good. I don't know. I think the Fruity Pebble discourse was necessary. And we changed
a lot of minds here today.
No, we touched a lot of hearts today.
And the fact that you guys are bringing it back to that, and like, you know, like, I'm going to have to go back to being like the Fruity Pebble guy once this is all over. And then you guys are going to go back to legitimately being smart and like contributing to society. And I'm going to have to be like, oh, I wonder if that Apple Watch I saw on sale is still at Best Buy. Like, that's kind of my day.
I do this podcast every day and talk about like the philosophy of like extraterrestrial life, and the only thing anyone ever sends to me is memes about Baja Blast, because I said I liked Baja Blast one time.
That is true, yeah.
But that's not on you. Other people's intelligence isn't on you. The fact that you are intelligent is like, see, essentially you've just brought on someone who would have tweeted at you like, you've really let the inmates run the asylum a little bit by bringing me in here.
Is there a tweet or some other work of social media account you've been enjoying?
Yeah. I don't want to give away the full part of it, so I'll say it, and then there's a little bit of work left on behalf of the listener. So it's a quote tweet, but there's a U.S. vaccine tracker, right? Mm. And the U.S. vaccine tracker tweeted that 40% of Americans are vaccinated. And then someone named @JohnMotter quote tweeted it and said, wow, I guess that means 40% of police too. Everyone Google 40% of cops for more vaccine info. And if you know what that means, it's very funny. Really, and if not, you should Google 40% of police. And it really made me laugh for an hour and a half. I was just like, some people just do it right. You know,
there's something for everyone in that tweet. That's beautiful.
I know, right? So there was that, and then there was another dumb little meme that said, the reason y'all young folks don't like soul food is because all y'all's grandmas is 33. And that one, it's just, see, I saw it 2 days ago and I saved it on my phone. And I was like, this is getting used again. Yeah. I don't know where, but here it is.
All right. Jamie, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
You can find me on Twitter @JamieLoftusHelp. I've mostly been tweeting about hot dogs recently, which, if you have a suggestion for a good hot dog anywhere in the continental United States, I'd like to hear about it. Share it with me, because I'm going on a road trip. I want to get as many hot dogs as I can, and I want to make sure that I'm getting a healthy variety and not getting a false idea of what this nation's hot dogs are like. And then Instagram, where I don't think I have much to say there right now. It's mostly just I got a JCPenney photo shoot done a couple months ago, and I'm just really trying to make it last for as long as possible. So if you want to see a picture from the JCPenney photo studio every couple weeks, you can head over there. And that's where I put my JCPenney pictures. I'll shout out a tweet from my friend Cullen Crawford, who does, I don't know how often he does this. I think it's just been an ongoing thread for about a month now, But he'll post the best cars on Craigslist. And he was able to find a Zamboni for me that was in Sylmar that I guess I'll just describe the Zamboni to you. It costs $15,000. And it's being marketed as Dumb and Dumber to Chevy Zamboni. And what it is it's a strip club Zamboni. I don't know where this Zamboni was, what the proximity to the club it's advertising, but it says Mr. Pants All Night Cabaret and then the address of the club. And so if anyone wants to send me $15,000 and an ice rink, that's a little project I've got going on the side, trying to get Mr. Pants Zamboni.
Are you
going
to use it to clean up Echo Park? You turncoat.
Oh, God. There. I'm going to run over Councilman Mitch O'Farrell with my Mr. Pants Cabaret Zamboni. It'll be a slow and incredible win for the community.
Tweet I was enjoying is from Ryan Perry. He tweeted, "Oh, you're an NBA fan? Name your favorite last 3 minutes of a Bones episode." You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode. We also often link off to a song that we think you guys might enjoy. But I don't have a recommendation today. Jamie, do you have a song recommendation? Yeah, sir.
Oh my God.
Any song our listeners should check out?
Here's the thing. I only listen to Macklemore.
Oh, right. I mean, Macklemore is pretty good.
Here's the thing. BLM, but not with rap. Like, only white rappers. I like Macklemore. I like, what's her name? Iggy Azalea. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Jack One of Harlow. Our great artists. He's white.
I resent that I have to learn who Jack Harlow is. He comes up so much.
Can I say something, Jamie?
I don't quite know who he is, but it's going to be
soon. One of those things that it just happened enough times around me that I like found out who he was. But like, again, I like, it's like the Olivia Rodrigo thing. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been so many adults being like, oh my God, I connect. Oh my God, this is bringing me back. And I'm like, has nothing else happened from when you were in high school to right. now? Like, come on, there has to either listen to the song from that you listened to in high school or listen to a song about adult you now. But like, this idea of like this nostalgia adjacent thing where people are like, oh, I am in my feels. And also like, this will be the last thing I say.
I am in my feels right now.
Nothing more sinister than an adult being in their feels.
Here's my thing, y'all. Like, Jack.
Yes.
Like, let's say adult version of you right now. What was your favorite? What was your favorite musician in high school? Like
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang, right? If you now traveled to the past and met 16-year-old you and went, "What's up, young Jack? Guess what? We both equally like Wu-Tang." You'd be like, "Oh, I grew up to be a loser. Like, I don't like a new thing." Or like Jamie, who'd you like in high school?
I was a bright-eyed teen.
Imagine you now coming back, meeting cool, bright-eyes loving 16-year-old Jamie, being like, "Don't worry, you're always going to listen to Bright Eyes.
You still listen to this album every week."
Wow.
Oh, no.
Whoa. Nothing changes. How depressing. Yeah. You know, like, I loved, like, you know, I'm from the South. Here's the thing. I love Outkast. But these are like people with like longevity, right? If you're talking about of the moment, right? Let's like Chingy. You know what I'm saying? Like if 16-year-old me met me now as being like, "Ooh, we just get even more into Chingy," I'd be like, "I guess I'll kill myself."
All right.
It's crazy. Anyway, sorry. That's how I
got it.
That being said, I respect her as a musician.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And thank you, because during your take there, I got a recommendation from super producer Anna Hosnier, who thinks people should go check out Man Next Door with Uroy and Santigold. It's a good reggae jam. Mm. We are going to link off to that in the footnotes. And go check it out. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for us this morning. We are back this afternoon to tell you what is trending, and we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
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 Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.